Welcome to Champions Podcast.
I'm Jaden.
Hi, I'm Connor.
And hi, I'm Ellis, and welcome to the Young Preston final podcast recording. And we're here today with Chad Watmore.
What was your childhood like?
Childhood was very good. Where I was born and brought up was very football based, so that's all my family was, and I was the only one really out of my brothers that took it serious enough to kick on and try and make a career out of it. But no, my childhood was really good. Spent a lot of time with my friends, a lot of family time, which for me is really important. But no, I had a really good childhood and one that I can always look back on with really good memories.
What was, how did you find school and your education?
Probably not what I should be saying, but I didn't like school. I had a mindset of trying to be a bit of a clown, which never worked out well for me. And my youngest daughter's probably took that over from me, which isn't a good thing. And looking back now, if I could change that, I would have done. I only really started to take my schooling serious when, I think you call it high school up here from year seven, but we call it secondary school back home. So I took it serious really around year eight. I sort of knew football was going well and I had an opportunity there. But my head of year, who was an ex-professional footballer himself, so he was on my case quite a lot and I had to behave myself, or he said I couldn't go training. I always had every Thursday off to go to Portsmouth, and we had a full day of training and doing education there. And he said I wasn't allowed to go if I wasn't well behaved at school. So I took it serious then, and I got offered my first contract when I was still at school. It was just before my GCSEs, and Portsmouth had told us that we couldn't really give me a scholarship if I didn't get certain grades. So my mum and dad made me do extra school work, stay behind after school just to make sure I could get these grades. And I think that sort of sums up how my childhood was. My mum and dad pushed me quite a lot to be a good person, do the right things and try and kick on, make a career in football.
Was it just the football that kept you in line, or do you reckon it was anything else?
My family and football kept me in line. I couldn't go to parties and do that sort of stuff. As probably a lot of 15, 16-year-olds now, you look a lot older than what you actually are. So I think it was 16 I got into my first pub, which isn't a good thing, but you sort of look a lot older than you actually are these days. And that's what my friends were doing. They found a pub that they can go into and get away with it. So I could have followed that path and done that and been in pubs at weekends, but instead I was traveling the country playing football. And looking back now, I made the right decision.
What, if any, challenges did you face as a child growing up?
Staying out of trouble was my biggest one. I think it's so easy to get caught up into, especially if you've got the wrong group of friends, or you're in an area that just attracts trouble. For me, that was a big thing of staying away from it. So my older brother was, and my sister, to be fair, was a massive part of keeping me out of that. My sister was sporty, doing taekwondo and stuff like that, so no one really got involved with her, so that kept me safe. And then my older brother loved football, but was never going to make a career or anything. So for me and him, just going down the park and playing football with his friends that are 7 years older than me was good to do. And, you know, they were two big things that kept me away from trouble and helped me really on a career of football going forward.
Do you think if it wasn't for them, you would have found yourself into trouble?
Yeah, I think it's quite easy to, especially how I said I was at school. I I got attracted to being the silly one and doing stupid things. So yeah, I think for me, I could have found myself in trouble quite easily if I didn't have to knuckle down and be good for football.
What were your aspirations before football?
Probably as what every footballer says, that's all I wanted to do. And from a young age, it was drilled into me that it was going to be a footballer. And I think you sort of have a rough idea that you've got some sort of chance. And I got picked up originally at 10 years old from Southampton. So I didn't have a massive opportunity to think of anything else. And I think even if I tried to put my mind to it, nothing was going to change me from wanting to be a footballer. And I've sort of got that personality where once I'm at something, that's going to work or nothing's going to. So I threw everything I knew into trying to become a professional footballer, and lucky enough, it paid off.
How did you get into football?
Again, just playing with my brother. I was playing for a Sunday league team, which is, we were doing well. We won everything. We had quite a good team, and I played playing for my schools when I first got picked up. My school team got into a final. The year above me, year six, got into a final, and I was in year five, but I played for the year sixes, and a Southampton scout was there. His nephew was playing for the team I was playing against. Spoke to my family after and said that, like what I do at football sort of thing, do I want to go down and have a trial? Got offered a 6-week trial at Southampton, and I signed a contract after 4 weeks. Was there for a couple of years and then signed for Portsmouth and stayed there for 14 years. So again, it could have been Southampton let me go, so it could have been an easy option to just walk away, give up. But I knew I just had a love for football. So as soon as Portsmouth said they wanted me to go there, it was a no-brainer and went there straight away.
So who was your biggest role model while you was growing up?
It's difficult to say. You sort of look at memories that you have of football growing up. Role models, you can say like your family and your dad, your brothers. My older brother had, again, like I said, he loved football. He had a fall when he was younger and broke his arm. Had surgery on that, but they put a plate on his nerve, which left him paralysed in his right arm. So for me, growing up and watching him for 2 years not being able to hold a cup, to then where he is now, where he's a car mechanic changing tyres with both hands, no problem. That's a massive inspiration to me, from where he's been to where he is now and what he's doing. So you can look at footballers and see their careers and what they've done. But my older brother was a big role model for me, and watching him go through what he went through to where he is now was a big inspiration to me.
Where would you be if you weren't a footballer?
I've always been asked this, and I think my dad was in the Marines and my sister went into the army. So I probably would have gone down the route of something military. And again, I think that would have been good for me for discipline. Obviously, growing up in football, you're taught discipline quite a lot, but I still needed that extra just push to behave yourself and be good. So I think the military of some sort would have been good for me. But again, my sister done it, and me and my sister are exact same people. So it worked for her. So I'd like to think it would have worked for me, but I think I would have gone in the military.
What was it about your visit to the Christmas party last year that made it the most enjoyable player experience that you've had?
I think a lot of the people that were in there are very similar to how me and my friends were when we were growing up. You look naughty, but then when you get to it and I see some of you singing Adele, that's when I look at it and just think these just normal kids that want to have fun, want to have a laugh. And I think that's what life's for. Life's for living, enjoying and making good memories. And I think out of the player appearances that I've done, that's one that will definitely live long in my memory. We have unfortunate ones where we go to hospitals and visit kids that aren't very well. But for me to be there and see a load of young kids just having a laugh, playing, singing with their mates, doing what all kids do, is good for me to watch. And I enjoyed that a lot.
What was the first thing that you bought when you turned pro?
I was quite sensible. I sent all of my money to my mum, and then my mum sent me an allowance back for the first 3 months once I turned pro. And that was just to keep me grounded, not be silly and go and spend money and do stupid things, which I could have done. And then once I had built up enough money to be able to do something with it, I bought a wash bag. I think you see all the footballers walking in with wash bags and stuff. And that was the first thing that I said I wanted to buy when I had the money to be able to do so. So I bought myself a wash bag and had that for about 5 years. And then I got bought a new one for a birthday present. So the wash bag's still in the house and I won't get rid of that.
What made you want to become our Champions Ambassador?
Again, it goes from the appearance I did around Christmas and getting to see everyone and just understand how everything works. For me, I don't think people get given enough chances to prove what good people they can be. And I think sitting in there and how it started to how it finished of swearing and getting strikes, Is it strikes? Yeah, yeah. From that to then people singing Adele, I think that's two totally different characters of people. And I always think how you leave a conversation and how a meeting finishes is the most important thing, because sometimes things don't start great, but it's how it gets ended. And I thought it ended really well. And that's a memory for me. I don't remember anyone being naughty, being trouble. I remember having a laugh with people, which is good for me to be able to do.
What will your future look like when you hang up your football boots?
It's something I'm looking into already. As people know, like, football careers aren't long. So I'm hoping by the end of this year, I'll get some coaching badges done. But something that's interested me for a long time is agency work in football. I've had a really close relationship with my agent. I've worked with him since I was 15, so 13 years of work. And I've seen how he's looked after me, how he's pushed my career forward. And that's something that I'd like to do and help younger players growing through of the next generation and see if I can help their career the way that he's helped mine.
What is your favourite football brand? Boots.
What brand? I've gone through a couple. So I had Adidas, but then I got injured in them, so I wouldn't wear them again. And then I went to Puma, got injured in them. And then I've been with Nike the last 6-7 years now. And I don't think I'll come away from that, even if I get injured or not. I think I'm staying with Nike. They're comfy. I like them a lot.
If you didn't play football, what sport would you want to play?
I've always said I like watching boxing, but I think it would be a different story when you start getting hit. So I don't know if that would be something for me. In school, I had to do rugby to be able to play football. And that was just my PE teacher said that. So I did a lot of rugby. Wasn't something I liked, far from what I liked, but it's probably the only other sport that I've ever really done. So I'd probably have to say rugby. What about you? What would be your sport?
Well, I actually play American football.
Okay. Position?
I play running back.
I think I only know quarterback. That's the thrower in at quarterback.
Yeah,
that's all on that, yeah. What about you? What would be yours?
Football. Player for a football team.
What experiences have you had on the pitch that have taught you about life off the pitch?
So many. I used to be the worst person in the world for if I made a mistake, I'm straight onto social media for a start to see what's been said, what's not been said. And I ended up deleting social media for it. That was the worst part for me. I would sit and think about the thing that I had done wrong more than the things that I had done right. And it got to a stage from probably about 14, I wouldn't talk about football when I was at home because I couldn't switch off from it then. And then I sort of made a decision when I had my first kid to not bring a mood home from football. So when I played a game, no matter how the game went, won 5-0, lost 5-0, no mood was getting brought home. I think the older I'm getting now, it's getting tougher to do so. But for me, it's such a big balance of how you leave football at football and keeping your home life your home life.
What tip would you give by any chance to any other footballer if they're going against the arch rivals?
A tip against arch rivals? A coach said to me when I was younger, always don't play the occasion. So you can get caught up in it being a big rivalry game and things get heated. That's when you make mistakes. That's when red cards, yellow cards come about. I always think in them situations, I had a few with Bolton when I was at Wigan. And Bolton, not that they took it more serious, but they made it a bigger thing that it was going to be a rivalry, whereas we just concentrated on the game. And we always got really good results against them. So for me, I think it's always just play the occasion. It's a game, even though it's a rivalry and it's going to be heated, but just calm and play the occasion.
What's your opinion on mental health?
Massive. I think it's something that gets massively overlooked in sport. Again, leading on to social media, I think when you get, for example, we'll use playing a game at Deepdale here, you get 10,000 people booing you, abusing you. I think it's the only industry that it gets accepted. I think if you go into McDonald's and start abusing people, you're thrown out or police are coming. Here, I think football's totally different, where for some reason it just gets accepted and looked at. And I think that plays a massive part on footballers' mental health, whether they agree with it or not. And I think something I've spoke about quite a lot is men in general don't speak about feelings and how they are enough. And I think it can, for me personally, got me in bad situations in the past. But I think it's vital to be able to speak about how you feel without being judged or being free to do so. Can I ask you some? So we've also spoke about like sports that you would like to do, but growing up, what career job would you like to have?
When I was younger, I used to want to be an architect.
Mm-hmm. Yourself? Football?
Cybersecurity, something in that department.
What is that?
Cybersecurity.
Yeah.
So you know when you see the adverts on the TV, like Barclays, Lloyds Bank, protecting your grandma from getting scammed, stuff like that.
So protecting people from getting scammed?
Yeah, but on a bigger scale, in terms of big companies getting scammed.
But what makes you want to do that?
The money.
Yeah, no, I like the honesty. Everything's financial. I don't mind it. Football?
I've always grown up playing football with all my mates and I've loved it ever since.
So if you were to say to me, what do you need to improve to be able to become a footballer?
My defending.
Defending? What about your mind?
Sort my mind out because I get very angry.
That's the main thing. I'll tell you, ability is 20% of football. The rest of it's your mind. Having a bad game, forget about it, go forward, good game, don't get too high. That's football's your mind. It takes a lot of setbacks, staying away from trouble, doing the right things. It's all in your mind, whether you can say yes to doing something or no to doing something. It's like when you go for a run. If it's tough, you can easily stop. But it's your mind saying, just kick on. And that's what football is. Just telling your mind that you can keep doing it. And what did you say?
I used to want to be an architect, yeah.
What's you used to? What do you want to do now? On this day right now, if you can grow up and be something, what do you want to be?
I actually have no clue, honestly, but if it had to be anything that I could do, I'd want to do American football.
American football?
Mm-hmm.
And again, is it the same thing? What would you need to do to get to that professional level? Do you know?
Not really. I just train a lot more and just try my hardest in every practice, every game, all the time.
That's exactly what life is. Life is just each day as it comes, better than what you was yesterday. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. So we had a conversation earlier before this about social media and sort of podcasts and stuff like that. What's your views on that?
It's our own fault. It isn't anyone's fault other than our own. We're the ones that make social media negative. So if we can change our mindset, then social media can reap its rewards.
I couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't. It's good. Social media is not my friend. It's not. Again, I think it's a platform that can bury people, cause, as we spoke about earlier, mental health, a lot of problems. And I think is, again, when you spoke about, what was it,
cybersecurity.
What if you can protect social media with that?
Yeah, not as much money though.
You don't know? I don't know what's it? You've looked into it?
Oh yeah, I've looked.
Oh, that was a wasted conversation then.
Yeah. I've looked, yeah. More money with banks. That's where the money is.
I love the honesty, I do.
then. Thank you, Jack, for coming. And a lot of respect for the future.